Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. So you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. And as Ben smelled for himself and he likes it, it's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. So if you've been looking for a love at first sight, it's closer than you think. It can be found at your local shelter. So this June 7th to 9th, join the Pedigree Adoption Drive. Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Super special.
Pedigree knows that bringing a dog into your home not only opens their heart, it can open yours too. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more about the adoption drive and to see full terms and conditions.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of our pre-party for The Bachelorette. Today, we have a guest that Ben and I have both so much been looking forward to talking to. I can't believe we got him. I really, truly feel honored. We have Gabby's grandpa, John, here. such a fan favorite. The front runner to become the senior bachelor and somebody we really hope to see a lot of this season. Hey, Ben, are you stoked?
I'm so stoked. We asked and polled our listeners for questions that they had for Grandpa John. Well, you responded in a big way. We chose 10 of them to ask him today. So we're asking him 10 questions, talk to him about his love life, and see if he's pumped to watch this season of The Bachelorette. Let's bring him on. Hey, Grandpa John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing? Who is this?
This is Ben.
Hey. Ben. Hey, John. This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How you doing?
We're so good and so, so happy to have you. You are such a lovable character that we've seen so little of, but it's been all golden.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, all right.
What's going on?
Okay, we're going to get started right now. I have something I want to start with. Here we go. So Grandpa John is joining us. Hey, Grandpa John, I do want to start this by apologizing to you. I know you have to take time away from the card game that you were playing to join us on the podcast today, so I'm sorry.
It's my pleasure, and the people I'm playing cards with think it's an absolute, so we're okay.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, hey, we're going to get it started here. We did pull some questions from our listeners. Ashley, take it away.
Well, Grandpa John, first I want to know how it feels to be like a semi-celebrity now after just a few appearances on TV. And like, is this your first podcast?
This is absolutely crazy. I don't even know what a podcast is, but apparently it's voice only since I don't see any cameras around here to take pictures of me.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
Okay, well, before we get into questions from our audience, I really wanted to talk about your love story because we got a little preview of it on Clayton's
season.
My love
story?
Your love story with your wife.
Yes.
So how did you guys meet? I want to know everything about your meet story. Those are my favorite.
Well, we met when we were going to college, and if I had been intelligent enough to go for 4 years in college, I never would have met her. But since it took me 6 years to work my way through college, I managed to meet her at a freshman mixer at Mount Mary College in Milwaukee. We boys from Marquette University used to go visit all of the girls' colleges to greet the young ladies. And so that's how we met. Went out to Mount Mary College, and she was one of the young ladies there.
Was it a love at first sight thing?
No. No, it was not. Love did not occur until one of the things that we older guys did, we would throw parties. And so after meeting her in our Marquette Union cards, when we decided to have a party, like I said, we invited girls from all of the girls' colleges. So she became kind of a point of contact for Mount Mary College. We both got drunk, and when the party ended up making so much noise that the landlady downstairs called the cops. So when it was interesting. The cop came by, and he said, "Your landlady, whose mother is deaf, is complaining that you're making so much noise that she can hear you." I'm going to come back here in 5 minutes, and I'm going to check everybody's ID card to make sure everybody is 21 or older. Well, of course, with the help and a couple of my good friends, none of the young ladies that were with us were over 21. So they all took off and went various and sundry different places. And unbeknownst to my future wife, she got stranded and had to walk several miles to the apartment of one of the parents of one of the guys that was at the party. And she and her friends from Mount Mary College lines of Cain and complained about how these boys deserted them. And the part, there was a party going on somewhere else and they couldn't get there. And they were going to be campused at the girls' college that they were attending because they were getting late. So one of the guys who had a car ended up taking all the girls back to Mount Mary College. And I happened to be in the car with them since the party had started at my place. And so I was sort of responsible for them. And after they raised Cain and cussed us up one side and down the other side, I said, well, this is my kind of woman. I kind of like this. So, yeah, that's how we met. And for the next 2 years, we dated. And then after her sophomore year and I graduated from college, I joined the Air Force. And then we had a long distance relationship. And I asked her to marry me. And she said, yeah, and we ended up getting married. So.
Aww. I love that story. It seems so modern.
Well, it was certainly modern for that point in time. Yes, it was a lot of fun. We had a good time growing up and going to college, and we had a very, very good and healthy marriage while we were married. I mean, we only lasted like 50 some odd years before my poor wife. Anyway, she had COPD very bad at the end and ended up passing away. So. But yeah, we had a good life, and I certainly have no complaints about any part of it.
Yeah, hey John, just to give perspective here, what year did you two meet?
We met in 1960.
Okay, 1960.
Like I say, that was her freshman year at. In girls' college, and I graduated in 62, and she graduated in 64 from Mount Mary College.
Oh.
So yeah, that was a long time ago. That was 60 years ago. Is
yeah, 62 years ago. July,
yeah, 60 years ago on the 4th of July is when we got married.
Oh man, oh that's such an incredible story. Well,
yeah, we had a good life. We had a great time.
John, we have a lot of fans of yours. Believe it or not, I'm not just saying that to say it. There's a lot of people that are so excited to listen to you today here on the podcast. And so they did send in some questions that if you don't mind, Ashley and I would love to just ask you. They're random, and some of them are awkward, but I think you're the right person to answer them. So here's the first question for you. I'm just going to dive in. One of the questions sent in was hooking up or friends with benefits terms back in the 20s when you were in your 20s or 30s, or are these just modern terms today? So again, the question is, was hooking up or friends with benefits a thing when you were in your 20s or 30s?
If it was, I'd never heard of it.
Okay.
So yeah, I am. Hooking up was, but hooking up with benefits, no, that's not my contemporary saying.
Okay, fair
but
enough.
Yeah, hooking up was something that was definitely that was a common expression, and yes, that's what we did.
That's right. Well, thank
is
you.
It like hanging out though? Right, you're like going to hook up. You're going to like
exactly,
hang out.
Exactly.
Meet out.
It didn't have any. It didn't have any sexual connotations. It was strictly a friendship thing, which inevitably always would lead to more than that, but it didn't necessarily start out as a romantic type of a thing.
Yeah. Well, that happens. It always leads to more. Well, next question for you is
maybe not always, but frequently.
Frequently. Okay. That's a good way to say it. See, you're a good podcast host. You make sure your words are spot on, or I'm a little more loose here.
What keeps baby skin healthy? A diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. That's why Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better versus the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection to help keep your baby's skin dry and healthy. We have been a Pampers family since the start with Dawson. It takes you a few months of experimentation to figure out what really works, and for us, Pampers really works. Pampers Swaddlers are dermatologist approved by the Skin Health Alliance. They're hypoallergenic and they're free of parabens and latex. All that so important. Try Swaddlers with the new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all. With 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta, like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to: hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. But the smell so close to my nose for so long, the worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit, and it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply, and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online. True love is always being excited from the moment you see one another and every time after that. It's taking long walks together in the summer, gazing longingly into each other's eyes, and, well, watching their tail wag when they chase a squirrel in the yard. The Pedigree brand asked about believing in love at first sight, and honestly, the answer is yes. I feel like the moments that you meet your future dog are always like the most special. So when we adopted Lois, she was like, she looked like a bunny. She was like a 4-pound bunny, and she had these ears that were super high. And she turned the corner, and I was just like, well, what, am I not going to bring this dog home? It was just a given.
Adopting a dog can lead to a lifetime of meaningful connections. A Pedigree loyalty survey revealed 95% of dog owners say that the bond they have with their dogs is closer than expected. Real love can exist between pet and pet parent. Pedigree is committed to helping more dogs find loving homes. Opening your home to a dog can help open your heart. Love at First Sight is closer than you think. It's available at your local dog shelter.
Find Love at First Sight with the Pedigree Adoption Drive June 7th to 9th, and the Pedigree brand will reimburse your dog adoption fees nationwide. Visit pedigree.com/adoption-drive to learn more and see full terms and conditions.
The next question is, back in the day, what was your ideal date?
My ideal date?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Good grief. I don't know. For the guy, it was finding a young woman who was willing to make out. and not necessarily get any serious ideas about it.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I don't imagine that's any different than today. I mean, when people get acquainted, and if there's any kind of spark there at all, they feel like it ought to lead somewhere, not necessarily something serious, but certainly just to make.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You're not wrong.
Isn't that the way things are today too? I mean, you guys are today's generation more than my, gotta believe that's it.
You're right.
As much your generation as ours.
No, you're exactly
things
right.
Things haven't changed
love
that much,
the honesty.
Have they?
Yeah, you're not wrong. No, it's the same way.
Okay, obviously dating apps today are one of the most common ways of meeting people. How do you feel about dating apps? And would you have been using one back in your day when you were dating?
No, I don't think so. I can't conceive how you can get to know a person other than physical through podcasts, through that. There's nothing like meeting a person in person and making an initial contact. I can't picture today's dating that way. It's not even as much fun, I would think, as a blind date. Mm. At least at a blind date, you get to meet a person in person, and you can make a judgment. And blind dates were common in my day. That's where a friend of yours or a friend of a woman that you knew would hook you up with one of her friends, or the guy would hook. I would ask his date if he could find a date for a good buddy of his. So I don't think that not meeting in person has would have any attraction. To my generation, I certainly don't believe it.
Yeah.
And for you, a blind date was truly blind. It wasn't like you were looking at Instagrams beforehand.
That's true. But you always relied on your friend. Or that the person you were getting hooked up with wasn't a total and complete mental dog.
Yeah.
you couldn't always know for sure what you were going to be getting as far as whether there'd be any physical attraction. But physical attraction, at least in my generation, the only thing that you were looking for. You were looking for somebody that was. That you could talk to and step with. If it developed some more in friendship, well, hey, that was great. But you didn't necessarily start out with a physical attraction, although certainly that came into it eventually.
Yeah. Well, John, I have one last question for you because I know we have a limited amount of time and you do have a card game to get back to and you have friends waiting. Your granddaughter is about to be on every magazine cover in the United States of America and a lot of parts around the world. She's going to be talked about. She's going to be celebrated. You're going to see her love story unfold.
A magazine cover?
Oh, yeah. She's going to be on all these magazines. Yeah,
almost a guarantee.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be all over the place. How do you feel about all
this?
Well,
I love her. Yeah.
How do you feel about all this? Are you excited for it? Are you nervous? Where's your mind
at? No. I think it's great. She is a complete dingbat, but I love her dearly, and that's why I love her, because she's such a special. I'm thrilled for her. I think it's a great thing. I think it's something that she's looking forward to. I don't think that there's any fear, and I think it's just super. Love her for it. And I'm going to make her take me out for a good dinner as soon as she gets.
She better do that. And she's going to have the hookups to take you to this special place. Hey, who knows? We might even see you in Los Angeles on our televisions at some point. Well, Grandpa John, it was a pleasure having you today. Ashley, you have anything else?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being with you all, too.
Just wanted to know if you could confirm your appearance on the show this season. Are you going to be helping Gabby along the way with some advice?
Oh, sure. If she has advice, I'll be glad to give her some bad advice. I'm easy.
Well, just like
you're
good
hilarious.
Grandpas are. Hey, get back to the card game. Thanks for joining us today. And best of luck with this season as Gabby and Rachel celebrate their time on The Bachelorette.
Bye, John. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You all take care.
You too.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I, Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
As important as choosing the right destination when traveling is choosing the right travel partner.
Gene! Gene Fodor!
Gene, what's good?
But be careful. Because the worst trips result when two partners have two different agendas.
The CIA really need your help, Gene.
Freeze, Americano! Huh? Oh!
Gene, run!
Listen to Fodor's Guide to Espionage on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. I'm excited to announce a new season of my podcast, Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. Our guests this season show us big risk can yield big rewards, like Rob Riley, the creative head of one of the world's leading advertising firms.
I try to create environments where anybody can say anything without any judgment.
Listen to a brand new season of Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey guys, this is Paris Hilton. Trapped in Treatment is back, and this season we're taking on WASP, the Worldwide Association of Specialty Programs and Schools.
They held us in dog cages. They starved us. They beat us.
He was trying to brand us. We were going to become the McDonald's of kid treatment.
Join my host as they unravel the story of the largest and most shocking organization in the history of the troubled teen industry. Listen to season 2 of Trapped in Treatment on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.